Hello, I'm outside the Bull still, chatting to Stephen Thomas. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. And we've been here for a little while now. People are starting to disperse with their brooms and their bin bags. But you were pointed out to me as one of the people behind the Birmingham riots cleanup meetup this morning, and you very modestly said, "Well, I just did some tweeting."
Yeah.
What was it that you did do?
Well, my friend Miles and I were tweeting one another, really in quite a depressed state last night, watching some of what we were seeing on television.
Yeah.
And at about 2-3 o'clock this morning, whatever it was, but neither of us could actually turn the television off. We just couldn't take our eyes off it. We thought, well, we've seen, you know, there's a clean-up plan for parts of London, in Camden, in Hackney and elsewhere. But we hadn't seen anything for Birmingham, so we decided that maybe we should ask other people in the city who wanted to come and help their city to recover from what happened last night, to see whether they wanted to get together and do what they could to help business reopen and help people to maintain their own livelihoods. Because let's not forget, a lot of people in Birmingham are independent trades. It's not all great big chain stores and international businesses. There's lots of people in the city centre who are a one-man band, and they don't have the resources certainly to be able to call in glaziers straight away and to clear up what's happened in their premises. So we thought that would be a nice gesture to see whether people could come along and help with that.
And quite a few people have turned up this morning.
It was fantastic. I'm absolutely astonished. We had dozens and dozens of people, probably nearly 100 people, came down this morning, which I think proves the power of Twitter for good. You know, there's been lots of nonsense spoken, I think, about social media and how it can be used in a bad way. But you can say that about any technology. People invented the aeroplane and it was used in wars to bomb people. People invented the internet in the first place and immediately it was used for scams. And so whatever you do, somebody will try and use for a nefarious purpose. But I think this demonstrates that actually there are good things that come out of new technologies. Look at all those wonderful people, you know, 80 or 100 people, all brought together by maybe knowing somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that maybe Miles or I had tweeted last night. And I've never met any of those people before in my life, to my knowledge. But, you know, along they came. They were, you know, there's people, there's a gentleman with a really fancy broom, which is black and white and red and painted with flowers. I want to know where that broom is going. If it's not going home with him, it's going home with me.
Maybe you can ride it home, Harry Potter style, I don't know.
Well, I've got my car in the city centre, so maybe I won't take the broomstick.
But we came here this morning, you know, to be told by John Hemming MP and Richard Burden MP and Councillor Huxtable, is it?
Yeah.
That much of the work had been done overnight by the police and the council, but it still felt important for people to gather together around something positive.
I think that, you know, in particular, we saw a lot of very young people coming here this morning. Now, some of them, I'm sure, have just done their GCSEs, their A-levels. They could be students on their summer break. I'm sure there are some people who've taken a day off work or who have come into Birmingham to work but found that their place of work is closed because of what happened last night. And I think, you know, it's very important, particularly for the older generation, to see that these are the real young people of Birmingham. You know, these are the real teenagers that make a difference in our city. And it doesn't matter what a few dozen or 100 yobs get up to in the city centre, because the spirit of Birmingham was here this morning. We had some wonderful young people. There was a young lad, about 10 years old, carrying his own short broom, short-handled broom. And, you know, I thought that was just, you know, terrific. That's what people want to do. To be part of their city. And, you know, if there was one thing that I wanted Birmingham to take away from this morning, it's that actually that's what Brummies are all about. I think it's really, really helpful to explain to older people who may be seeing some of this on television and being appalled by what they're seeing, that those aren't really in the majority of what young people are like. I count myself increasingly as an older person these days.
Don't we all?
I'm rapidly heading towards 40. And, you know, I think that what some of the teenagers and the youngsters have done this morning, just in coming, was actually a really important sign for people who maybe don't have very much faith in their generation. Well, actually, you know, the kids are all right.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for organising us around here this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers.